It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on the current chaos in government. The approval rating for Congress is at an all-time low, and the Sausalito City Council, well, it acts like an advertisement for dysfunctionality. I was depressed about the sorry state of government. That is, until I got hit upside the head. Let me share with you my revelation, and at the end of the show, highlight one aspect of government that continues to haunt me. My reaction to the last-minute accord regarding the federal debt limit was, how stupid do politicians really think we are? The drama had been played out over months, and yet everyone knew there would be an 11th-hour agreement announced with great fanfare. Politicians were slapping themselves on the back for having saved us, acting as though we were too stupid to figure out that they were the ones who got us in this jam in the first place. This arrogance from our elected federal representatives is the reason their approval ratings are at all-time lows. My mood was not improved when I turned my attention to local politics. If you've tuned in lately to the webcast of the Sausalito City Council meetings, you'll know why I concluded the group has gone totally dysfunctional. Civility has been checked at the door, and the discussion of issues is like channeling Archie Bunker. I was so disheartened by the city council's behavior that I planned to warn teachers not to make their students watch a council webcast as part of a civics assignment. That's when I got hit upside the head. Our founding fathers planned for government to be this way. Messy, excruciatingly slow, and nearly intolerable, so that it would survive. Winston Churchill's famous quote is, "It has been said that democracy is the worst form of government, except for all the others that have been tried." Our forefathers recognized this well before Sir Winston and created a government with many checks and balances, so no one person, no one side could get the upper hand. It is hard to believe, but the recent debt limit debacle proceeded exactly as our forefathers wanted. The House of Representatives essentially represented the people. The Senate acted as graybeards. The President acted as a coach and cheerleader. And at the end of a messy, excruciatingly slow, and nearly intolerable experience, an accord was reached. That's when I realized that teachers should assign to their students the task of watching a city council meeting either in person or on the web. No, the students will not observe smooth professionalism by the council in reaching swift and well-reasoned decisions. What they will see is the messy side of democracy. People expressing opinions that are not well-received, council members arguing amongst themselves like family members, not actors, and decisions reached sometimes more by exhaustion than wisdom. As a result of this hit upside the head, I am much happier. I can now put Washington, D.C. and the Sausalito City Council in perspective and not view the goings-on with dismay, but rather with the understanding it may not be pretty, but it is democracy. I would ask, however, for a return to civility at the City Council. Now, on the other side of the coin, I do remain dismayed with a government proclamation regarding the housing element. The process has been entirely top-down. The numbers are based on black box mathematics with little contact with reality. The supporting evidence as to the numbers is indiscernible or lacking entirely, and yet we are required to dance through hoops to comply. This edict on housing standards is not democracy, nor is it warranted. So I encourage you to enjoy the chaos of democracy, but to absolutely wage war against undemocratic bureaucracy. Tell your elected officials the housing element juggernaut needs to be derailed. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, Stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.